This is My Audio Bits, the world of audiobook library.
This is My Audio Bits, India that is progressive, by Dilip Kumar Jha, narrated by Dr. H.C. Piyush Goyal. Dedicated to all mindfulness citizens. Acknowledgement. They say it takes a village to raise a baby. Raising an author like me takes a small metropolis. The author knows he has to say, I cannot thank everyone, and I really cannot. However, he does single out a few people, though for special service awards. First and foremost, Mr. Sohail Mathur of the book Bakers, my literary agent for all his great work, and next, my publisher for producing my book. I would like to thank all those who helped me to write and to delete. The author gratefully acknowledges permission from Dr. Shashi Tharoor to use some of his famous speeches in this book. I want to thank to all my other publishers for their trust, dedication, and professional work. I'm ever grateful to my friends, teachers, family members for their patience and love. And finally, to all my readers for their interest, time, and comments. If a book sits in a library and no one is around to read it, does it make a sound? Chapter-wise synopsis. Patriotism, nationalism, and fascism. There's a very thin differentiation between patriotism, nationalism, and fascism. Often, there is not enough clarity amongst normal citizens about these concepts. Find out not just the basic differences, but how these influences the basic narratives and making of a citizen in current and future time. Data colonialism. To know your present and the future, you must understand your past. In this chapter, the author will take you through the British Raj or colonialism, where the entity that was most important at the time was land, and how India missed the industrialization bus in 19th century. This will be used analogous to understand how the 21st century will be defined by technological revolutions, where the only entity which will influence the humankind will be the data. Education and the future. This chapter depicts the real meaning of education and its importance to tackle the uncertainties of the future. The focus is to differentiate between a well-trained mind versus a well-formed mind. Fake news and misinformation. Fake news has been throughout the history before Facebook and Twitter. This chapter deals with the generation and propagation of fake news. You will understand how you can escape not just yourself, but also communities from consuming fake news in an era where humankind is very easily available as a hackable entity. Ecological sovereignty. Climatic crisis is real. This chapter takes Bhutan as an example, who are doing everything right and still on their own are not able to resolve the challenges they are facing from global climate crisis. This will make the readers clearly understand that no country can fix their climate issues on their own. It'll ask difficult questions and help make mindful citizens. The Parliament, pinnacle of civilized society. This chapter will highlight not just the problems that Indian Parliament is currently seeing, but also give solutions to fix them systematically. Also, it will clearly set the narrative as to why parliamentary democracy represents the pinnacle of civilized society. New India's bureaucracy. Power, in simple terms, refers to the ability to influence decision-making. Looking beyond self-interest would require having a clear definition of power in mind. In the context of a nation, this means willingness to develop checks and balances that makes one more egalitarian.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?